Welcome to the Nourish Gut Podcast, the go-to place for all things gut health. I'm Carly Raven, your gut health naturopath and nutritionist, here to guide you on a journey towards a happier, healthier digestive system. Are you tired of feeling bloated, battling with unpredictable digestion, or fearing every meal? Well, you're in the right place. Each week, we dive into the world of gut health, breaking down the complexities and uncovering practical strategies to help you and your digestive system thrive. I know firsthand the challenges of dealing with conditions like SIBO and IBS, and that's why I'm here to share expert insights, debunk myths, and bring you interviews with leading experts in the field. Whether you're a practitioner looking for effective clinical solutions or an individual seeking relief from digestive symptoms, you're not alone on this journey. So grab your favorite kombucha or a herbal tea, sit back, and let's dive deep into the world of gut health. Hello, and welcome back to the Nourish Gut Podcast, and welcome to the Weight Gut Connection, where we're going to explore today the fascinating link between our gut microbiota and weight management. I'm your host, Carly, and in today's episode, we'll dive deep into all of the research findings that shed light on how the composition of our gut bacteria influences our metabolism, appetite, and energy regulation. But before we jump in, I just wanted to share how this episode came to light. So last week, I received a heartfelt message in my DMs from someone who's been struggling with weight loss, despite diligently following a nutritionist's advice for 18 months. Despite maintaining a healthy diet, exercising regularly, and embracing a positive lifestyle, she hadn't had any changes to her weight on the scale. Frustrated and feeling at a loss, she reached out to me, intrigued by the potential connection between gut health and weight gain that she had heard so much about. She shared with me that she was also experiencing some gut symptoms, leading her to wonder if addressing her gut health would be the missing part of the puzzle that she hasn't been able to solve. She was unsure if it was worth trying another approach. She hesitantly asked me if it would be worthwhile to work together to see if things could change. Her story deeply resonated with me and served as an inspiration for today's podcast episode. In the end, she decided to take a leap of faith, and she's joined our Nourish Gut program and is eager to explore new possibilities for her health and well-being in terms of her gut health to help with her weight. So if you too are like our new client, then today's episode is for you, as I'm going to be delving into the gut-weight connection to shine more light on what actually might be happening here. So let's start by understanding how our gut microbiota regulates metabolism. So research suggests that certain species of gut bacteria play a crucial role in this process by affecting how our bodies process and store energy from the food that we eat. For instance, some gut bacteria produce what's called short-chain fatty acids, SCFAs, through the fermentation of dietary fiber. It's these fatty acids that can influence metabolism by promoting the release of hormones that regulate our appetite and our energy expenditure. So appetite control is another key aspect influenced by our gut bacteria. And it's through various mechanisms, including the production of signaling molecules in our gut microbiota that communicates with our brain to regulate hunger and satiety. Satiety is that sensation of feeling full. Now, let's talk about energy regulation. So the composition of our gut microbiota can influence how efficiently our bodies extract and utilize energy from the food we consume. Imbalances in the gut microbiota, such as dysbiosis or an overgrowth, have been linked to alterations in energy metabolism and increased energy harvest from our foods. It's so fascinating. So many people don't realize that all of this can happen simply by the different foods that we're eating and how our microbiota respond to that food. You know that saying, we are what we eat? It's probably more about we are what our microbes consume rather than what we eat. Because at the end of the day, it's them that we're feeding. All right. So inflammation also plays a crucial role in metabolic health, and our gut microbiota can impact this too. So there are certain gut bacteria that can actually modulate the immune response and inflammation levels in our gut throughout our bodies. So, and this world of inflammation, the immune system, like 70% of our immune system lives within the intestinal walls. So it's no wonder that, through inflammation pathways and like systemic inflammation is one of the biggest contributing factors to weight gain, metabolic system imbalances. And this all comes from our microbiota and the role of the microbiota, the immune system, and the connection there. So now we're going to shift our focus a little bit, and I want to explore this intriguing relationship between insulin and the microbiome. So, insulin is a hormone produced by the pancreas, and it plays an important role in regulating blood sugar levels and energy metabolism. But did you know that our gut microbiota can influence insulin sensitivity and resistance? One way our gut microbiota influences insulin sensitivity is by modulating inflammation. So there are certain species of gut bacteria that produce metabolites that can either promote or suppress inflammation in the body. So cool. These gut bugs, they never cease to amaze me. Additionally, the gut microbiota has a possible influence on the production of those short-chain fatty acids, so the SCFAs that we were talking about earlier, through that same fermentation process of the dietary fiber. And it's these SCFAs that play a vital role in maintaining gut barrier function and the regulating of immune systems and responses within your gut. The gut bacteria can impact bile acid metabolism, and this is another key player in regulating energy metabolism and insulin sensitivity. So, bile acids not only aid in digestion of, you've probably heard about this before, the absorption of dietary fats. So, we need the bile acids to break that down and absorb it all, but they also act as signaling molecules that regulate glucose and lipid metabolism. All right. So many things at play here. And this is all relating back to your metabolic system and your ability to potentially either lose weight or gain weight. And when all of these things might be out of balance or not working efficiently, we can see now why we may have a miscommunication between our gut and weight, and why if we start to restore and work on our gut, we can start to see changes in our weight. And I just want to let you know on a little secret here. When we work with patients on the Nourish Gut program, we don't put any of our patients on the scales, we don't count calories. But what we see in patients is a shifting in weight when their body is responding and rebalancing. So when we work on the gut, we just see amazing changes to whole body health. We see cholesterol levels dropping in blood tests. We see 3 kilos lost here and there. We see weight gain in patients who've got low body weight from lots of restricted eating. So when we can restore the microbiota, decrease inflammation, modulate better immune signaling, and all of those things that we talked about, increasing short-chain fatty acids, improving insulin, improving the signaling of hormones to communicate to our brain that we're nice and full and that we don't have to keep eating now. But you can see if all of these pathways, we've got too much inflammation, our gut's firing different signals to our immune system, our hormones aren't regulating, our insulin's through the roof, why we haven't always got the ability to lose weight. And you can go to the gym for hours every week. You can eat a salad, the same salad every single day, the right amount of protein. But it's not until you look at your unique microbiota Because just like your fingerprint, your microbiota is unique. And you look at what's out of balance and you start to restore that microbiota and make changes with different dietary fibers for the different imbalances or remove the potential pathogen that's causing lots of inflammation, that you're going to see those changes. So, hopefully, if you've been slogging it out at the gym, you've been taking all those protein powders and, all those pre-workout shakes, and maybe you think you've been eating all of the right things, balancing out your macros and counting all of the calories. But if that's not working for you, I highly recommend reaching out to us and having a chat about how we can help you improve your gut. And maybe that will be the key to unlock some of this weight imbalances that you're experiencing. If you want to, you can book a gut health call or send me a DM on Instagram if this is you and you want to talk more about how we can help you. Hello, this is just a quick break from today's episode to chat to you about how we would love to help you with your IBS, SIBO, or gut health issues. Are you currently struggling to find relief from the daily struggles of IBS or SIBO? We would love to help your journey, and we're here to offer a guiding hand. Through the Nourish Gut program, we have created a transformative experience tailored for people who navigate busy lives filled with demanding responsibilities. If you've been grappling with frequent bloating, abdominal pain, irregular bowel movements, and food sensitivities, finding lasting relief might seem like an overwhelming feat. We understand the frustration and confusion that can come along with managing your gut health amidst the complexities of your daily life. But fret not, as you don't have to face this journey alone. Our program is designed to empower you with evidence-based recommendations and personalized guidance, allowing you to overcome your symptoms and regain control of your health without resorting to lifelong restrictive diets. Imagine a life where you can enjoy food without the fear, free from debilitating effects of digestive discomfort. Picture yourself revitalized, full of energy and ready to embrace life's opportunity with a restored zest for life. With a minimum 3-month commitment, the Nourish Gut program offers a high level of support, including one-on-one appointments, one-on-one messaging, weekly group calls, and detailed reviews of your progress weekly. We really, really are passionate about the support that you get through our program. And additional to that, our exclusive online portal is brimming with videos and resources, providing you with all of the tools that you need to accelerate your progress. Our team of highly trained naturopaths and nutritionists, all specializing in IBS and SIBO, is dedicated to guiding you through the complexities of your digestive health issues. Join a supportive community of like-minded individuals who share your struggles and aspirations for long-term solutions that extend beyond restrictive diets. Your health journey is worth investing in, and we're here to be your compassionate partners every step of the way. To find the link to the Nourish Gut program, just visit the show notes for this episode, complete the inquiry form to become one of our clients, and receive a special offer on the program. I would love to welcome you. Hello, this is just a quick little message to let you know that I am running a free IBS Relief Masterclass on the 22nd and 23rd of April, and I would absolutely love you to join me if you currently are suffering from IBS symptoms like bloating, constipation, diarrhea, abdominal pain, or maybe you also have SIBO, one of the main conditions linked in with IBS. I'm going to be stepping you through how to not only gain symptomatic relief of IBS and digestive illnesses, but also long-lasting relief via identifying and treating your root causes. I'll be talking about our Nourish Gut method and how we have been able to get amazing results with so many of our clients with both IBS and SIBO. I will be giving away an abundance of tips, resources, freebies, prizes. We're going to have a pop-up Facebook group. You do not want to miss this masterclass. It's going to be so much fun. Come and join me. If you would love to register, you will find the link to the masterclass in the show notes below. I'm very much looking forward to connecting and seeing you online during the masterclass. Until then, take care and keep enjoying the podcast. I'm going to move on because I can't help myself. We must talk about SIBO. Okay. I've been crowned one of the SIBO queens because of my passion and ongoing outcomes when it comes to helping people with SIBO. So SIBO in particular, which stands for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, I talk about it a lot on my podcast. So if you're new here, please go and binge all of my other episodes on SIBO. SIBO can disrupt gut motility and the integrity of the intestinal barrier, and this can lead to increased intestinal permeability, what you might know as leaky gut, and can also create what's called systemic inflammation. So that means where inflammation gets into the systemic wider body. Chronic inflammation and imbalances in gut bacteria can contribute to metabolic dysfunction, insulin resistance, weight gain, and that weight will be predominantly and particularly found around the abdominal region. Different types of bacteria commonly found in SIBO, such as methane-producing bacteria, have also been associated with alterations in metabolism and energy regulation. So it's these specific bacteria that may be able to extract more calories from food or influence hormone signaling pathways involved in, you guessed it, appetite regulation, and also potentially contributing to weight gain. So addressing SIBO through targeted treatment strategies involving addressing the microbiome, addressing underlying causes of SIBO, individuals with this condition can experience improvements in weight management and overall metabolic health. And it's something that I have absolutely seen by allowing our clients to become free of SIBO while addressing their microbiome. All right. So let's delve into the importance of microbiome testing for understanding and positively influencing gut health and weight. So the gut microbiome is a complex, complex community of microorganisms residing in our digestive tract. It plays a crucial role in various aspects of our health, including, as we've talked about today, metabolism, immune function, and even your mood. So microbiome testing provides valuable insights into the composition and the diversity of bacteria, fungi, viruses, and other microorganisms inhabiting our gut. So it's by analyzing these microbiome profiles through techniques like metagenomic shotgun gut sequencing. That's a big fancy word for microbiome testing. That's just the technology that they're using in the labs. Can identify some of these specific species and their relative abundance. So what that means is how much is that specific species taking up in a percentage of your gut? So if Let's rewind for a second. I was talking about the methane species. We don't want much of that, right? So if we get a patient that comes back at 3 or 5% or more methane species, because we know the relative abundance of bacteria in that gut, we can compare it to the entire ecosystem. And so that report might say, okay, we've got 100% of the microbiome and 3 to 5%, or it won't say 3 to 5, sorry, it'll be like 3% of the microbiome is made up of methane producing species or a particular methane species called Methanobacter smithii. And that helps us to identify imbalance. That is how we know it's out of range. And not all microbiome tests do this. So the type of microbiome test that you also invest in is really, really important. You want to know the relative abundance because that is how we can assess it and give you a personalized view of your gut microbiome and then give you strategies to improve that. So, understanding your unique composition of your gut microbiome can help identify these imbalances, the dysbiosis that may be contributing to digestive issues, inflammation, metabolic disorders, weight management, and the other challenges in terms of your health that you might be experiencing. And when we're armed with this information, individuals like you can make informed decisions about dietary changes, probiotic supplementation, prebiotic foods, lifestyle modifications that can all be tailored to your unique microbiome profile. And, it's all well and good to be like, oh, yes, I know I need to eat more fiber because fiber is really good for my gut. There are so many different types of fiber, and not every single fiber is going to be the right type of fiber for your specific gut. microbiome imbalance. For example, that methane species that I was talking about earlier on, we wouldn't be going and giving inulin to those types of overgrowth because it can amplify that. And there are other dietary things that we wouldn't recommend for patients that have high methane producing species or hydrogen sulfide producing species. There'd be certain strategies that we would and wouldn't be using for those type of results as well. So it's really, really important to look at your unique microbiome through testing so that you can have a tailored plan. Nobody should be getting the same treatment for their gut health. And if you are on a cookie cutter protocol that your neighbor and your best friend and your daughter are taking, you're not going to get the best outcomes. Because I guarantee if you all did the same microbiome test, you would all have different things going on and therefore all need something different in terms of the way that we would treat it. All right. So, microbiome testing can also serve as a valuable tool for tracking progress and assessing the effectiveness of the interventions over time. And this is what I love so much about it. We can do a retest for our patients and see exactly how you've improved. And this is something we do. All of the patients that we have on our Nourish Gut program, we have their initial testing done, and we have tracking tools for my team. And we put all of your data in, and then we put your treatment protocol in that we give you. And then when you retest, we put that treatment data in, and then we start comparing the before and the after, and we look at the treatment, the dietary interventions, the prebiotics, the probiotics, and we go, okay, what do we think worked? What hasn't worked? Oh, why has this species all of a sudden come up? We have recently had a patient's results come back, and so many of her markers improved. Her diversity of bacteria went from 180 to like 220, but she had an increase in some inflammatory markers. And it was really interesting because when we went back to the patient and said, hey, what's been going on? She actually had recently had COVID, which is an infection that affects inflammation. And she'd also just experienced a really stressful event a week before doing the test. And stress can shut down digestion and create inflammation in our gut as quick as a week. So we believe that those factors are what created the change. Our gut is so transient, right? Like we can influence changes in our bacteria through dietary interventions within a week. And the same applies for our lifestyle. So the moment you feel demotivated by all of the things you're doing, think about and just say to yourself, all of the good things I've done this week have taken me one big step further. It's about looking at the bigger picture of what's going on here. And I always say to our patients, it's what we do every day that makes a difference. Okay, so be gentle on yourself at the same time. I'm sure you're doing so many wonderful things to improve your gut health. Okay, I went on a bit of a tangent then, but that's okay. That's what I normally do on these podcasts. Let me bring it back in now. So it's essential to note that microbiome testing provides valuable insights, and it's just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to actually optimizing your gut health and managing your weight. Okay. So, what I was trying to express before I went on my tangent was that it's really crucial to interpret results in the context of your health goals, your medical history, lifestyle factors, and to work with healthcare professionals like us to develop personalized strategies based on that comprehensive assessment. Okay. I highly recommend doing microbiome testing. And if you would like to do it, please get into contact with us. Not all microbiome tests are done the same. So happy to answering questions that you might have about that as well. So please just reach out via email or Instagram. So I think that concludes today's episode of the Gut Weight Connection. We've explored how the gut microbiota influences metabolism, appetite, insulin sensitivity. We've talked about energy regulation and the importance of microbiome testing in understanding and positively influencing gut health and weight. So, until next time, where we will be discussing more fascinating insights into gut health, take care and make healthy choices for your gut and overall well-being. And remember, If you're currently finding it hard to lose weight and you haven't thought about your gut, then this might just be your sign to reach out to us. Book a free gut health call or send me a DM on Instagram with any questions that you might have. We're here to support you on your journey to better gut health. Have a great day, guys. Bye. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Nourish Gut. If you've enjoyed today's deep dive into gut health or found value in our discussions, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, or sharing with a friend who could use a little digestive support. Remember, your gut is not just a digestion center, but a core part of your overall well-being. If you have specific topics you'd like us to cover, or even just a question you'd like us to answer, feel free to reach out. You can find us over on Instagram at Carly Raven Naturopath, or even drop us an email at hello@carlyraven.com. And before we go, a big thank you to you, our incredible community, and our dedicated listeners. Your journey to better gut health inspires us every single day. Stay tuned for more insightful episodes, and until next time, take care of your gut, nourish your body, and embrace the amazing journey to a healthier, happier you.